6. Art History. Listen to a lecture in an art history class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
I noticed that many of you still aren't sure about the differences between Impressionism and Post-Impressionism. You got the similarities, vivid colors, a thick application of paint. Let me make some further points to help you understand the distinctions. The Impressionists started off as a group of artists who just wanted to do something different than what was currently being prescribed by the Academy of Fine Arts in 19th century France. The Impressionists departed from tradition by painting contemporary scenes. Additionally, they painted open-air scenes and landscapes. This is significant because before the Impressionists, nobody painted landscapes. On the other hand, the Post-Impressionists felt like the scenes painted in Impressionist works were too trivial. They felt like, well, that there wasn't any emotion. So they stressed emotion in their paintings, and therefore focused more on people. Should I sum up? Couldn't hurt. When you think Impressionist, think landscapes without much emotion, and with the Post-Impressionists, think human subjects and more emotion. Now, moving on, there were also some artistic methods, some techniques, that differed between the two. With Impressionism, it's suggested that Claude Monet one day just decided to walk outside and start painting. He felt like it was important to capture something at that very moment, in the state it was in. So what this translates to is very quick brushstrokes and a focus on the way that the light at that time of the day affects a piece. But with the Post-Impressionists, they generally took a few different, people like Van Gogh and Seurat took more time with their brushstrokes. Van Gogh used a lot of swirling patterns, while Seurat made tiny dots of color to form a picture. And instead of being concerned with lighting, they cared more about capturing the emotion of the subject than capturing the light of a landscape.
1. How does the professor organize the information presented in the lecture? 2. Why does the professor discuss the Academy of Fine Arts? 3. Why does the professor mention artistic methods?